6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And it's Friday, TGIF, 7/29/22. That's right, July 29th, 2022. And you know what's really crazy? This month has just flown, hasn't it? And, of course, the sales that we hold on the Power Mall, which is what keeps us afloat, very significant. Not only do you get 10% off Strauss Natural Products for the rest of the week, but today is Cash Friday Discount Day. That's right. All you have to do, if you want to save 10% on your purchases at the Power Mall, every single Friday, use the code CASHFRIDAY at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. And that will actually get you there. And there's a little Cash Friday here thing on the powerhour.com/Cash Friday. How to fight big banks plan to digitize the global economy. And, you know, we try to keep you up on the information, which is important because everybody wants solutions. They want to be part of the solution, not the problem. Half of the time, especially the other side that doesn't think like all of our listeners here, because we have some very smart listeners, and they don't understand. You won't find woke people on this channel. You just won't. They don't want to hear this stuff. It pricks their heart and ears, just like, you know, Christ said, you stiff-necked in heart and ears. You know, he said stuff like this because he got irritated. He got so irritated with people, you know, because of the stupidity, because of the fact they were blind, because they didn't want to follow the right path. And yeah, he got mad. We all should be getting mad. I mean, we're seeing every little tit for tat going on in front of our very eyes, and I don't want you to be depressed, folks. I got to host Bradley Dean's show yesterday on Sons of Liberty Radio because Bradley was in a travel transit day going to Tennessee for a live event there. And so you see, it's all about sharing. It's all about getting the word out there, and we're all about that. So, you know, we never cease to amaze as far as our producers go. Big shout out. We got Michelle Perro, who is a doctor, independent practitioner, researcher, educator, and lecturer, talking about healing kids via the gut microbiome, why and what's making our kids sick. Talking about that, how to prevent and treat COVID jab industry injuries, rather. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And at the noon hour, Susan Smith-Jones, again, we've had her on the show a couple of times right now. She will be here joining us for Feel Good Friday and the last Friday of every month. You got to love that. And you will love SusanSmithJones.com if you ever go there. She is a beautiful woman. She's a Christian. Her heart's in the right place. And this is one thing, when she's on here, she comes up with some just really great ideas for healthy living. So, you know, like I said, we're all about solutions here, not about creating problems for everybody. Unlike the Joker in the White House, Sleepy Joe, Scarecrow, he's constantly making trouble. And, of course, China's Xi Jinping. Oh, Xi Jinping. He's threatening Biden over Taiwan on a two-hour phone call. Playing with fire will set you on fire. Yep. Well, I don't know. Is Joe crazy enough? Is he going to dump gas on himself and immolate himself? We don't know yet. But Xi certainly made it clear that Sino-U.S. relations, when it comes to Taiwan, yeah, they're getting dicey. Even though John Kirby, you know, the guy that looks like a used car salesman, the national security spokesman, yeah, he wants to make sure the president, with the president, makes the lines of communication, keeps them open with President Xi because they need to. You know, and then there's issues where obviously there's friction and tension. And Kirby says this is one of the most consequential bilateral relationships in the world today with ramifications well beyond both individual countries. Really? And it says the president clearly understands that, and we're going to continue to work on that relationship. How are you going to do that when you've irritated Xi Jinping? How's that going to work? You know, they have better hypersonic weapons than we do. Their missile systems are better than ours. And really, you want to sit there and play tit for tat with these folks? I mean, I'd be more concerned about them setting a nuke off 275 miles up in the atmosphere over Kansas and putting us all in the dark ages and watching America implode. And it'll happen in the major cities first. So it doesn't matter whether Muriel Bow Wow Wowser, the mayor of D.C., wants to send all these people by train to Miami that are getting shipped up from Texas. Look, she asked for this, and this is all about, you know, what's going on in your backyard. We are so interested in being America's, you know, America's being the world cop and sticking our nose in everybody else's business when we have a mess of our own to clean up. I'm sure you would agree if you don't. You know, that's why our phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. If you disagree with anything I've said, you got a better mousetrap, a better argument, always open ears. The beauty about this is the First Amendment, we still have it. Your freedom of speech, your right to opinion without being censored. That always works on the show. So you can always do that. If you got a comment or a question or anything that you want to talk about, that's bugging you, need some relief, you want to pray, you know, you just tell us. That's what this line is for. It's your reach out line to the Power Hour. We're all about that because knowledge is power. See, we don't want to end up like Argentina. Argentina's government is collapsing right now. And because of the fact they've gone so socialist, people are refusing to work. They got major subsidy cuts. In other words, all your welfare checks, their country's notorious welfare program, a lot of that, all those benefits are on the chopping block, which has triggered thousands of angry residents to take to the street. Hey, where's our free money? Where's our free food? Where's our free benefits? Free, 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 free. Yeah, 22 million Argentinians dependent on some form of government assistance. Wow. First quarter of 2022 in Argentina, their national employment rate was 43%. Less than half of Argentina wanted to go to work. Does it sound like we're getting close to that here? Not yet. But when you've got these doles, everybody, you know, that's on the dole will tell you, why should I stay at home or go to work when I stay at home and get welfare and have baby after baby after baby after baby because I get more welfare? Why should I do that? Gee, am I being a little, what is the word I'm looking for here? It's not racist by any means. Because, you know, we have other folks out there. What do they call them? Trailer trash? Yeah, we have other folks out there that are doing the same thing. I mean, it's across all races. You know, once you get in that government dole, stereotype, that's the word I'm looking for. The thing, once you get on the government dole, it's hard to get off. And then you grow so used to getting the government dole, all of a sudden you get lazy. And then you expect it. And see, our government was not designed to give out welfare. This whole scenario of welfare was argued way back in the time of Andrew Jackson when they were trying to pay a woman who was a widow of a Navy sailor who died $11,000 in reparations. And Andrew Jackson and a lot of Congress said, nope, we can't do this. You open up that Pandora's box, folks, we're in trouble. They were going to pay her a settlement, $11,000. That's a lot of money. And you can't do it. And of course, now, you know, that word about insects as flying syringes for genetic modification, eugenics and population control. Oh, now we got that to worry about. Insect allies. It's a DARPA program. You see all these agencies out there of unelected officials. That's all part of deep state, folks. And so researchers in Singapore, as well as DARPA, which is a U.S. agency, have developed remote-controlled insects which can contain life-threatening engineered viruses which can be used to edit genes and target species. Yeah. And they're out there. Patrice in Ohio, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, moving right along here, trying to get through the news. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. Insects contain tons of parasites, so go figure. Of course,
yep.
They want you to eat insects.
Of course they do.
My other question to you is, have you ever heard of Susan Bradford?
That name rings a bell, but I'm not. Go ahead and refresh my memory, if you would.
She has done the deep dive and written several books on just like the origins of Illuminati, the whole
That's where I heard the name. That's where I've heard the name from.
And,
okay.
again, she's done a deep dive recently on Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be an interesting person to have on your show, because as we talk about trying to understand, you know, the benefit of the doubt for the Mr. Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he had good intentions. Did he really? You know, I think we all got duped. Personally.
Well, yeah, I get it. You voted for him, did you? Did you vote for him, Patrice?
Yeah.
I mean, I know
just
that's
like
a personal
voted
question.
For Ross Perot. Where did that get me?
Wait a minute. Wait. I gotta do my Ross Perot impersonation here. Wait. Oh, right. It's Feel Good Friday. I get to do that, right? Hey, it gets a laugh
that's
out
right.
of you. That's what works. Hey, as long as we have a good weekend, that's all everybody's worried about, really. But you know what the really funny thing was? I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, and they're sitting there talking about renaming stuff, you know, because it's all about renaming stuff. Well, we can't have that because that sounds too racist or sexist or, you know, gender slang or whatever. So they want to rename monkeypox. Well, we got monkeypox sounds too racist, and we can't figure that out. Tucker went on a rant and goes, hey, let's all have a, you know, we have four different ones that seem to be the most. And I go, I bet they pick number four. And what they're calling it at the end of the show, they came up with a new name for monkeypox based on the write-in answers to the contest they were holding. And they're calling it Schlong COVID.
Nah. How about gay pox or pedo pox?
Yeah,
because,
there you go.
You know, now the story is that this is going to just bring out all the pedophiles because the children are going to get the monkey pox. And how on earth would children get monkey pox if they're not sexually active?
Ooh, good point. Yeah, especially if they're groomed by somebody that manages to get in their pants. I mean,
exactly.
That's definitely
exactly.
Like a mark, isn't it? All of a sudden they start developing pustules and the parent is going, where have you been? Who have you been with?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if you start looking at that, and what do you think parents are going to think if all of a sudden their kid starts breaking out in that kind of a rash?
Well, like who's been molesting you?
Bingo. You got that right on, Patrice.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would think. Was it your teacher? How come your teacher is absent from the classroom? Well, he's got
monkeypox. How come your teacher's talking to you about sexual activity? When was that ever? When we were kids, you had to send a form in for sexual education class, and it had the agenda of what would be discussed, and you had to have your parents' signature.
Oh, that would have been for, like, health class.
You were allowed to attend that class.
Yeah, no, I get that. And see, the thing is when I was going to school, we never even had that because nobody was talking about it. People said, look, you want to find out about sex? Go home and talk to mom and dad. You obviously were here because of the birds and the bees. Let them have that conversation with you. It's not up to us. You know, that's the way it used to be. Now everybody's woke. Teachers are woke. I mean, these people do not understand what is going to befall them if they keep up on this. They are going to get themselves, they're literally going to have to answer to the Almighty. And you know what he says,
well, they're just,
better wear a millstone hung around your neck. Yeah. Well, see,
yeah,
and that's all part of Satan.
Destroy society.
Yep, you're right.
It's all part of the plan, Satan's
that's right.
plan.
That's right.
There
good
you
talking
go.
Points there. Good talking points, Patrice.
Yep.
Appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Have yourself a great weekend, by the way. EU Parliament member Christine Anderson. She is a German MP. She has described the coercion of people into taking COVID vaccines as the, quote, biggest crime ever committed on humanity. The vaccine campaign will go down as the biggest scandal in medical history. Moreover, it'll be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity. And, you know, who do we have now that's being prosecuted for it? Nobody. All the adverse side effects, people dying, fetal disfigurements, genetic defects of babies born to women who got vaccinated. What the hell is going on here, Anderson urged, vowing we will do all we can do to make sure this is brought to light and ensure the rights of people to be protected. You know, you're among the minority. Christine Anderson, those that basically want to rid the world of most of its population. And speaking of the conversation we just had with Patrice about monkeypox, schlong COVID, that was so funny, Tucker, I'm telling you. We just laughed, and I told my wife when we were sitting there watching, I go, I'll bet you it's number four. Sure enough, it was. You got to love it. I mean, it's in your face now, see, and it used to not be that way. Tucker was following the mainstream like everybody else. Hannity still is. Laura still is. They all have the same cast of characters on there. You know, Nicole Sapphire, every time she comes on, I change the channel. Another doctor, another blowhard doctor. Oh, yeah, y'all need to take the vaccine. No. Now, we're smarter than that, especially those listening to this channel. We're not woke like you are, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. I have a real problem with you. Remember the Hippocratic oath you took about do no harm? We just violated that several million times over. For every person that died that you told to take the vaccine, that's on you, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Your name shouldn't be Sapphire. Change it to Mud. You should be one of those they send to prison for getting on TV and promoting it. And the U.S., believe it or not, as far as the monkeypox vaccine, nearly 800,000 doses of that vax is soon going to be available for distribution. Of course, in San Francisco, they've run out of it. And now they've had to declare a state of emergency in San Francisco. Yeah, we had that little conversation with David Parker yesterday. And, you know, even though he says he's a conservative, believe it or not, you know, he is in a very liberal city where they have a gay section of town that is very, very openly gay. And if they're not, you know, the Jynneos vaccine that they're supposed to get, it's a two-shot system. Clinics in San Francisco, New York, and other major cities say they still don't have enough shots to meet demand. Wow. They don't have enough shots to meet demand because what's going on? Buggery! That's what's going on. Everybody's breaking out in a rash. Is that on us? Is that a sign? You can look at it for what it is. I think it's a sign. It's a sign of people that are not following God's law. He said, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's a problem. Because Adam and Steve get together, and next thing you know, Adam's got monkeypox, and now Steve has it. You know what they were doing. I don't have to fill in the blanks on that one. Two more Texas counties have confirmed they have declared an invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days. Parker County Commissioner's Court unanimously voted this week to invoke a law to say the U.S. and Texas are under invasion, according to local media. Because of the significant presence of illegal immigration and drug trafficking, the declaration says it's an invasion of Parker County, Texas, as the term invasion is used in Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and in Article 4, Section 7 of the Texas Constitution. I think we all know the border's a mess, Parker County Sheriff Russ Ottier told commissioners during a meeting ahead of the vote. We see different aspects of it than our other partners who are on the border seeing the human side of the smuggling and trafficking of people. A lot of what we're seeing here is the drug smuggling. Atascosa County, that's on the southwest portion of San Antonio, their commissioner's court separately declared a surge of illegal immigration and invasion on July 25th. Judge Russell Wilson signed a declaration affirming the invasion at the border. That's what the district judges do here. They get heavily involved in what's going on. Kinney County attorney Brent Smith told the Center Square that with the declarations from Parker and Atascosa counties, the significance cannot be overstated. Kinney County and several other Texas counties issued similar declarations earlier this month. Goliad, Edwards, Jeff Davis, Terrell, and Presidio counties also announced invasion declarations. And they're all looking at Governor Abbott going, what are you going to do? And of course, Abbott, who's confined in a wheelchair, still continues to sit on his butt. And I say that figuratively and literally. And, of course, the House GOP, here's your tit for tat again, folks. With an expected GOP takeover of the U.S. House of Representatives following November's midterm elections, Republicans in the chamber are poised to launch a slew of investigations aimed at dialing up the pressure in the Biden administration over a range of issues from border security to Hunter Biden to the origins of the pandemic. Domestic concerns faced by everyday Americans, most notably a historic inflation rate, will be key priorities, according to Republican conference House Republican Conference Rep. Elise Stefanik. We'll see if that happens, because the headline reads, House GOP to unleash wave of investigations if chamber flips red this fall. If. Again, we the people got to get up there and start doing something, be part of the solution, not the problem. Sitting back and complaining about it, that's the problem. Getting out and doing something about it, that's the solution. And believe it or not, you stupid is as stupid does from this category. The doctor who headed the Rhode Island Department of Health and recommended mask mandates be imposed during the pandemic was totally unaware of recent studies that indicate masking is ineffective and kids are not major drivers of the COVID-19 transmission. With everything that we know right now, how do you not know this? Dr. James McDonald stepped down as interim health director June 25th, but remains employed. He's still getting a paycheck. He was asked during a recent deposition what the department did after a judge in 2021 found evidence the statewide school mask mandate was causing irreparable harm to students. We did what we said we would do. We looked for scientific literature that supported this finding, McDonald said. I wonder if he even read Russell Blaylock's columns. Huh. I sure did. Way back in 2020, I knew this. These people are real morons. And Rhode Island, of course, you know, blue state. What do you expect's going to happen? It's called power and control. We got people moving every day from California to Texas and California to Florida. Why? Because they're escaping what we call liberal consequence. In the meantime, the U.S. economy is contracted again, despite the fact that the Biden administration claims we're in a recession. Sleepy Joe, you're fooling yourself. And global air travel is now experiencing a log jam. It's stumping airlines, if you're planning on going on summer travel, maybe you want to drive instead of fly. You know, we got major grounding snafus going on right now. Amazing how that works when you have supply chain disruptions, eh? We're coming up to the break here at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Michelle Perro, we've had her on before. She's going to be joining us again right after the break. You want to stay with us for more information here on the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We'll be right back.
31 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you, and it's Friday, July 29th, 2022. And, of course, you know, we're all wondering what's making our children sick. You know, we covered a lot of stuff in the news, but we didn't really get to the COVID aspects. We didn't get to the health aspects. All of the stuff is on your email blast that we send everybody. All you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com and subscribe. If you want to get it on your phone, there's even a text means to get it on your phone. But we send it to you. It's got all our news stories on there, things we discuss. Plus, you can access the archives of the show and share it with your friends. Share it with people you're trying to get the message to. Get them to, you know, to listen, at least listen, and make a decision. Make an informed decision. It's all about informed consent these days. There's been a huge lack of informed consent in the last two years. And so now, you know, we have doctors like Michelle Perro coming to the forefront. She's a holistic pediatrician with nearly 40 years experience in acute and integrative medicine. She's a member of the HHRA Science Advisory Board and co-author of the book, What's Making Our Children Sick. She's worked for decades to restore wellness to children struggling with health and behavioral problems rooted in gut health. And so, you know, we've had her on the show before, obviously. She's a comer. We want her back on the show again because it's all about solutions here, right, Dr. Michelle?
Well, you are so right. Thank you for that kind introduction. And yes, we're solutions forward, no more monkeying around, pun intended. We're going forward fixing our kids' health.
For sure. Now, you know, and see, one of my callers before you came on, Michelle, brought up, you know, what happens when your kid comes home and they've got monkeypox pustules on their skin? And it's like, who have you been with? You know, because, I mean, this is pretty much what the government is pointing at. And it's like, who's been molesting you? I mean, that'd be my next question. And, I mean, as an independent practitioner, you know, you're still required to report that to the state, too, if you suspect that any of that nonsense is going on. Not that they do anything about it, you know, because half of these prosecutors don't care. It makes me wonder about that. But, you know, I mean, the overview on monkeypox right now, you know, we were talking about that before we went on the air here, and this is obviously right now a very serious problem in San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York. That's not exactly what's making our kids sick, but, you know, if there are pedophiles out there and people that are trying to groom our kids, isn't this kind of like a spillover that's possibly not a good thing?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, if I haven't thought about this issue much in kids, yes, I'm certainly aware of the monkeypox issue and I'm reading about, you know, transmission and increased viruses through different ways of sexual contact, for sure. I don't like targeting any one community, but certainly haven't seen any monkeypox in kids, which is good if I saw a case. Yes, my eyebrow would be raised, the same if I saw herpes 2 in a small child or another sexually transmitted disease or gonorrhea or even Lyme disease is sexually transmitted. So protecting our children is always the bottom line with any type of illness that can be acquired through non-respiratory other means. We're always looking for that. That's kind of in our purview, what we do as pediatricians. So my radar is always up, like, huh, how did they get that? We question things that are atypical and out of the norm for children. Well, we should be questioning it, shouldn't we?
Well, we should be. And the thing is you've written these articles on healing kids via the gut microbiome. And see, the thing is that most everything we're understanding, even in adults, is everything is coming through the gut. And so, I mean, is it something, you know, because you're the executive director of GMOscience.org, I got to believe that it's the junk that we're feeding our kids that's at fault here. Am I off base or am I right on?
Oh, no, you're spot on. And we should be clear that one of the leading killers, and I say killers of children, is not monkeypox, but it's glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Roundup. And these glyphosate-based herbicides, which we've now been consuming for decades, hurt our children. And there was a published paper that just came out this week, today, which showed how glyphosate causes neurologic disease and exactly how it does it. So we know how glyphosate causes neurologic issues in children. And there was a paper that even came out 2 years ago which showed how glyphosate causes not squirrelly, but causes autism. And so what I'd be worrying about is not the epidemic of monkeypox, which it's not, but the epidemic of autism. It's actually pandemic. It's now 1 in 30 kids in the U.S. And those kids who are on the spectrum with autism, 90% of them have gut issues. And so what does glyphosate do? It's an antibiotic, and it alters the microbiome. Plenty of data on that. And that altered microbiome changes how the brain works, your vitamin production, detoxification. So the best thing you can do for yourself and your family is get that stuff out of your diet, eat organic, and stop eating out. Cook at home.
That makes sense. Now, have you or were you aware, because I've been in touch with and talked about this yesterday, were you aware that Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to be in Mesa, Arizona, speaking at an event specifically about autism and about the ways that they're treating it?
No, I was unaware. I've read all of Judy's work. I think she's got so much right on and spot on, and I would love to hear her thoughts. Thanks for sharing that with me.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's one of the things, you know, because I do talk to Judy a lot, and we've had her on our show, both my Florida radio show, and she's been on here multiple times. But the thing is that, you know, after actually meeting her, having dinner with her and sitting down and talking and getting the deep dive facts of everything that she stands for and what she's been through and what the government did when they came after her. I think all of this, anybody that wants to stand up and say and do the right thing is getting attacked. Please tell me this isn't happening to you.
No, you know, it's not. And probably because, I'm certainly outspoken, and I certainly, my priority is not anti this. I am pro-family, pro-child. Also, I'm not a big fan of social media, and I don't have some big social media presence. I don't like it. I think the social media avenues are controlled. The main ones, Twitter, Facebook, Insta, the main ones that are used. Yes, there are other alternative social media that people are into, which we have to do is create these parallel structures or paradigm shifts or whatever you'd like to call it. But I feel like, well, gee, I'm just speaking the truth. I've been taking care of children for decades. I'm very academic. I cite what I say. I give you the papers, the sources, the information. And so I've not been, you know, the target on my back like with these folks with big social media presences like, you know, Judy or Mercola or others, you know, Dr. McCullough. You know, they have massive followings. So I don't know if that's it. That's my theory. I don't mind not having some big following in terms of social media, but I do respect radio, and I do respect what you do and being a voice for me, because me sitting here with my ideas, that's not going anywhere, and my clinical experience not going anywhere without people like you.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Pirro. And here's the thing. We are all about truth. We're all about, you know, getting to the bottom of situations. And we have all these people out there. We have right thinkers on the show. They're all suspicious of government. And my God, you know, way back when, we used to not be like that. We used to not be cynical about things. Now we're suspicious and cynical about everything because of the divisiveness that's gone on in America. I just found the contact info for this. It's in Mesa, Arizona, August 19th through the 23rd. And the contact website is autism1, and not the number, but the letter, the word spelled out, autism1.org, O-N-E, autism1.org. And that is the contact information.
It's a great organization, yes.
It is. They're going to be there.
Thank you for that.
And that's what's happening in Mesa, Arizona. So just to put the word out for those of you who want to know more about that, and Dr. Judy is going to be checking out a bunch of different things like Suramin and various other endocannabinoid modulators to try to help control autism and the situations going on with that. And, of course, as you know, Dr. Pirro, we have an open line with our listeners out there. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. You have a question for Dr. Pirro.
Yes, I actually have two, but I'm just going to give them one at a time. Dr. Pirro, what is the actual mechanism, as far as your understanding, of how Roundup kills weeds?
Yeah. Well, you know, the way Roundup was designed to work is that glyphosate-based herbicides, and it's not just glyphosate because they're combined with surfactants, which break down cell membranes. But let's just say, for argument's sake, glyphosate, it interferes with something called the shikimate pathway, which is how the plant produces aromatic amino acids. So it breaks down the plant's ability to make these compounds that they need for their plant's survival and immune function. So it interferes via the shikimate pathway is what it does. And that affects the weed's ability to protect itself. Now, the plants, which are genetically modified, are designed to sustain the spraying of Roundup. They've been modified so that when you spray Roundup on the plant, the crop, whether it's soy, corn, canola, cotton, the plant doesn't die because the plant also has the shikimate pathway, the crop, and just the weeds around it. But weeds, as you know, as any homeowner knows, any farmer knows, are incredibly competent, and 75% of the weeds now in America are resistant to these glyphosate-based herbicides. So the Monsanto, Bayer, Syngenta people, et cetera, have had to create more complex formulations, 2,4-D, terrible formula, and others, which have lots of off-target effects. So this is the basic mechanism. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, and how would you say that translates if they, when they spray a crop like a grain or any crop they're trying to get to dry down evenly before they harvest it, and that residue stays on the plant and it's not cleaned off, and what happens when people eat that food?
Yes, this is another great question, and boy, you can put you as a plant in one of my next talks. I'm actually doing a talk for
April. Well, I live in Kansas. If you're coming to Kansas, I'll make it, man.
Well, come on to Palo Verde. I'm doing a talk on called Pediatric Brain Resiliency Conference in Palo Verde in September, and I am talking about glyphosate in children's brain health. But let's talk about that desiccation dry down effect, because what a lot of farmers do, especially in wet areas, they're using glyphosate-based herbicides off-label as a dry down compound to dry out the crop so they can have quicker, easier, drier harvest. But what that does, as you were alluding to, smart gal, is it the levels of glyphosate are astronomical on those crops. And those are particularly crops like oats, wheat, legumes, and many spices. Cinnamon can be off the charts with amounts of glyphosate from desiccation. So
wow.
This is an off-target use. The amounts are extremely elevated. So if you buy something that's non-GMO project verified, yes, you're not eating a GMO, but it could still be loaded with glyphosate-based herbicides. And remember, I tell folks that there are those inerts are not inert in those formulations that are proprietary, so you don't know what the heck it is in there. They're breaking down your cell membranes, which makes glyphosate even more toxic. So additionally, when you do eat foods that are not organic, it's not just glyphosate. There are at least six various pesticides, which are fungicides, super toxic, insecticides, and herbicides in the crop, like strawberries, for example. So we just got to switch to regenerative agriculture and look for non-chemical inputs, and there are. There are non-chemical ways to control weeds as we do soil remediation and soil health. Excellent soil health will correct this problem over time.
You know, there's a plant scientist, and I believe he was out of an Iowa University, Dr. Huber, H-U-B-E-R, I can't remember his first name. And he talked about a new fungus that showed up in the soils where they'd used a lot of glyphosate. Does that factor in anywhere, as far as
Don Huber is, Don Huber, he's an amazing plant biologist, retired emeritus from Purdue, and someone who I've listened to and have tremendous respect for, and I've learned a lot about plants through Dr. Huber. And there is no doubt that species keep evolving, and I've heard him speak about this as well. And also remember, as we spray, we alter the microbiome of the soil, and we promote more fungal growth, like aflatoxin. So a lot of these molds and yeast that are coming out in our crops, in our food supply, can be because of this dysbiosis, imbalanced microbiome of the soil. Because soil health is analogous to gut health. The soil has a microbiome just like our gut. And when you knock off the beneficial organisms that are in the soil, the mycorrhizae, I think they're called. I think that's what Don says. And Don, forgive me if I got that wrong. You create an imbalance of the soil health, and then overgrowth and fungi and these molds are opportunistic, and you create this imbalance. And so we have these massive amounts of mold toxins in our food. And so we have this massive problem now with people with mold illness, really difficult to diagnose and treat. And now we're seeing it more and more in children as well. So, yes, spraying chemical inputs creates massive soil microbial imbalances. It's got to stop.
Wow. My last statement is, isn't it interesting they're rather selective on what they'll use, they'll let be used as off-label. They didn't want the ivermectin to help people with COVID, but, boy, we'll sure let them spray the glyphosate on crops, huh? All right, thank you.
I appreciate it, Sherry.
You're
thanks
so
for your
welcome.
Call. Yeah, I mean, this is just right on the money and everything we're talking about here. The thing is that, you know, Dr. Mercola, as a matter of fact, I read an article, Dr. Perro from him, not too long ago, saying that on the average American ingests about a pound and a half of glyphosate a year. Does that sound right?
A pound and a half? It could be, yeah. I mean, they could be. EPA keeps raising the ADL, the amount of daily limit intake that we're allowed to eat. And, you know, there is now foods that the Environmental Working Group has studied where the foods have parts per million and not even parts per billion of glyphosate and various things. Could it be a pound? I say if someone's eating a completely non-organic diet, a typical SAD, standard American diet, especially with what kids are getting in school lunches. Some kids are eating two meals a day at school, which is nothing more than glyphosate-laden plastic-wrapped food that gets microwaved. I say that's believable. And remember, it's not an acute exposure, one or two doses of glyphosate. It's this long-term, daily, chronic ingestion, which is what's making our kids sick. If you get a little glyphosate, we can clear it. You can pee it out. We can sweat things out. We can breathe them out if you're healthy. But it's this chronic exposure and lack of nutrients. Our diets have been depleted of nutrients because of our poor soil health, even when it's organic at times. So it's this nutrient depletion. We're no longer eating the amounts of nutrients we think we're eating, even when we do eat what we call healthy foods. So these days, I'm putting a lot of kids on multivitamins in addition to upping their diet and probiotics and fermented foods because of this factor, nutrient depletion. We're overfed and undernourished.
Well, see, I'm eating more sauerkraut now than I ever used to, obviously because it's been fermented.
Good for you.
But the thing is, you know, yeah, but the thing is that, you know, we also, a lot of people out there are doing what we're doing, and I'm doing raised bed gardening, but I'm doing it inside of a greenhouse to where I don't have the air exposure that is, you know, produces an unintended consequence of having chemicals from the atmosphere, you know, invade the house. And so, you know, we're trying to raise healthy stuff. Doing rabbits and chickens and all that good stuff, you know, trying to follow Marjorie Wildcraft's, you know, organic gardening kind of thing. I've got a 10 cubic foot a compost bin that I'm nurturing right now. And so, yeah, it's one of these things that we all as Americans can do if we're going to be proactive about healing the gut microbiome, because I don't think it's just kids that are suffering from this. We have a lot of people in America that are existing off of diets like this that I just wonder, you know, with farmers having the ability to change things, is it just because they made it so cheap for them to do it? I mean, don't the farmers that are processing all this stuff have a conscience?
Well, I believe they do. I believe there are economic incentives because we support financially the USDA conventionally grown crops, right? If we did that for organic food, we wouldn't be in this mess. I think farmers are economically minded individuals. Farmers, hopefully they're not all off, you know, selling off their land to Bill Gates. Hopefully they're holding on to their farms. It's a tough life of farmers. I have friends, a farmer, my dear friend Howard Gleeger up in Iowa, who is involved with a non-organic, an organic, non-toxic herbicide presently. These farmers are trying to do the right thing. But
okay,
there
well,
are
guess
challenges.
What? I understand that,
What's
Dr.
That?
Perro. I actually have a farmer right now from Indiana. Darlene, you're on the program. I know this has hit a hot button for you. What's up?
Well, glyphosate is the hottest button I got, man. I just hate that stuff, and I preach and hand out stuff and cannot, because I saw Don Huber at Acreage Conference when he come out of Purdue, and then Stephanie Seneff came in there, and it was just ideal for her to come in, and this gal is, sounds like she's right on it, but I can say after doing this 29 years, you get your soil right, the weeds go away, the bugs go away, because the plants, just like your body, calls in the bugs.
See, I told you we had smart people, Dr. Perro.
The biggest thing that gripes my butt that's not exposed enough is what it does to our men. One part per million with an M takes out 35% of the testosterone. That's the biggest issue,
scary,
in my opinion, because that's what's happening to our men. I mean, just look at them. Between that and the plastic, they're getting breasts and all this goofy stuff. The other thing is, one part per billion with a B takes out your kidney and your liver. That's how dangerous this stuff is. And anyhow,
you know, you're spot on, Darlene. You're spot on because you're right. Glyphosate is an endocrine disruptor. You're absolutely right. Dose does not make the poison. They kind of try to push this philosophy. It's outdated that, well, you need more of glyphosate to have the toxic effects. Not true. That is debunked. Hormone effects occur at very low levels, at the nano level and the parts per billion. And yes, 0.1 to 0.2 parts per billion causes, not correlates, causes non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is now affecting 1 in 3 Americans, and here are these, docs, typical American docs saying, well, gosh, we don't know what's causing it. It was like, well, God, look at their diet. It's filled with chemical toxicants. We are eating not food, but food-like products that are toxic. And so until that changes, we cannot get well. If you don't remove the toxic exposure, you will never get well. So the first step into the path to health is getting rid of the toxic exposure. And for most of us, it's in our food, our water, and our air. But food, water, and air, you got to clean up there.
So, Darlene,
I got a question. This DEF that they required on the diesel trucks, on the newer diesel trucks and tractors, I've been told that's pig piss because it's uric acid. I would like to know, have you seen anything on that with the glyphosate that's coming out of that? Because if they're using uric acid, they got to be coming out of the confinement barns.
Well, you know, that's an excellent question, and unfortunately, I don't have the answer for you for that, but I'll have to do some homework and some looking that up when I get off this call and see if I can get that information for you. That's an excellent question. Don't know the answer.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
I smell of diesel, but these guys that are running that, I see them coming, and it's just like a crop duster. You roll up the windows, you know? And that something that is in that DEF is making that permeate through the air deeper into my farm because I can smell.
Well, you know, there is a lot about this, and this is kind of a little bit off topic here, but, you know, we've been using biosludge as fertilizer in America since 1986 when we stopped dumping our pollution in the ocean. We used to be, you know, the solution was dilution. And then in 86, set up, no more than that. So we take human waste. We kind of barely clean it up. It's filled with chemical toxins, pharmaceuticals, et cetera. We put it on our fields. And then that gets aerosolized as well. So a lot of farms are just poor farmers, even if you have an organic farm surrounded by these non-organic farms, are using this biosludge. So we really need to look, we need to really examine and get away. And the heck of what the EPA and the USDA says, we need to take matters back into our own hands and do it the right way. And get away from these chemical inputs. And what your listeners and your smart folks are saying is spot on. Soil health.
There you go.
Plants, when they're thriving, that's the way you do it. It takes about 3 years, from what my farmer friends tell me, to get a farm back on track.
You know, well, now you got another farmer friend out there. Yeah, Michelle, you got another farmer friend out there.
thank you, farmer friends. Love you guys.
Well, keep marching, because I am, and I hand it to people. When I have a yard sale, I put stuff on a table. They never used to take it. Now they are, and all I do is see the health getting poor and poor. 20-year-olds now, they're putting on blood pressure medicine, and they got blood in their urine. So you know that's from the glyphosate.
Yeah, probably is. Well, Darlene, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate
you.
And God bless you too, Dr. Perro. Here's the thing. You're doing what is required to get the word out. You're part of the solution, not the problem. And see, that's what we need to hear, and that's why we're here in the Power Hour. We are up to our break right now. Unfortunately, I wish we had more time. Our callers love you, and we got to have you back on the show again as you get more research and information to share with us. We appreciate you. God bless you, Dr. Perro, for everything you do.
And back to you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good time. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. And there you go, folks. We're going to be back at the top of the hour with Susan Smith-Jones after this break. Stay with us.
About probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.